I think I didn't really realize how true the saying was, it's not about what you know but about who you know. So your network is so incredibly important at work.
Welcome to Secrets of the City, the show where we uncover the stories behind the people who work in the highly lucrative yet enigmatic jobs of the City of London. I'm your host, Ayush Santalia. And on today's show, we speak to Kajal Patel. Kajal studied physics at Imperial College in London and graduated in 2015. But before graduating, she tried out a bunch of different jobs, including finance at JP Morgan, engineering at Jaguar Land Rover, and even her very own business. But the role that she ended up in was as a consulting analyst at Deloitte, something that she still does today, 4 years later.
Simply put it, I help companies create and launch new products and services. So it's basically like startuping for the corporate world. So that's everything from like advising companies on their strategy to coming up with new ideas for them, understanding which ones to take forward, and defining what the customer and employee experiences should be, and quickly launching it so they can learn, fail fast, and improve as best as we can.
So it's always about new products that you're consulting on. You wouldn't consult on something that they've already released into the market, for example.
No, I definitely do that as well. But I'm trying to shape my career now towards new products and services and launching them for companies. But I definitely had a great foundation at the beginning where, you know, I was working on what they've already launched and how to better improve that or how to change tactics based on what's going wrong.
And is there a separate team within the consulting branch that focuses on what you want to focus on?
Because Deloitte is so big, there's really a partner model. So essentially what they're doing is that each partner owns a business unit, and all they really care about, to be completely frank, is to make money, right? So no matter what type of work comes in, they need someone to be able to do that. And you'll find this type of work really spread out across the whole firm. There are teams dedicated to it, but this type of work is spread around the whole firm from the strategy department, which is Monitor at Deloitte. In the customer marketing team, which is mostly the digital team at Deloitte, there is a proposition design and launching new products team. And then you also have the corporate ventures team at Deloitte, which again is another arm, which focuses on launching new products and services, but for Deloitte employees.
So clearly there's a lot of different opportunities and different teams where you can do what you want to do and design new products and services in Deloitte. I guess before we go into the detail of the job, I'm interested to learn about why you ended up at Deloitte in the first place. You obviously had a lot of experience at university and you tried out many different types of jobs. Did you ever want to do something else, or did you know that you wanted to do consulting right from the beginning?
Yeah, so I think at my university, basically the two major exit options is banking or it's consulting. So banking was something I definitely thought about. I did a small gig at JP Morgan for a bit. And for me, when I completely loved the company, but I just don't think finance was as interesting for me. I preferred the high level business problems. And again, I think that within finance, you're looking at something really specific. You're looking at debt, or you're looking at, really low level numbers to do with companies. And again, I just wanted to take a whole step back.
It's an interesting point you raised that finance is very specific and you spend a lot of your career focusing on one certain sector or one certain activity. Have you actually had the opportunity at Deloitte to do the opposite of that and work across a range of industries?
Within Deloitte, because it's so massive, they basically serve all industries and they kind of solve any type of problem a business may have. So I have managed to have experience with retail clients, with automotive clients, technology clients, media clients, telecom clients, and healthcare clients. So it's actually quite a lot. And the interesting thing is that you can bring insights from different industries to other industries. So there's always so much you can learn and take over. It's really interesting.
Is there any one industry that you particularly interest you?
Yeah, I think for me right now, it has been retail. And I think that's because retail is quite far ahead compared to a lot of other industries in terms of serving the customer needs. So for instance, let's say, you know, the customer experience you may have online, for instance, is way different in retail compared to something you'd have in automotive. Retail is an industry I think I can learn a lot from. And it's also a industry which applies to other industries. So there's something, so I call it the disintermediation of retail, where basically you can take retail and apply it to finance and like banks, and where you've got the whole consumer side. You can take it to automotive and you've got the whole dealership side, and so on. So I think it's a really interesting industry to work with.
Do you get to specialize into a specific industry at some point?
So we have the choice to specialize, but I hate specializing. There's so much I want to do. So yeah, like we have the choice to specialize, but I'm hesitant to do that because there's so much I want to do and learn from other industries. I think that's going to be like the toughest choice of my career, is what do I actually want to specialize in and focus in?
Keep delaying it as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly. I am. And actually, I think I've come to a point in my career where I do need to understand where do I want to shape my career to go in and what do I want to focus in. Because at Deloitte, we kind of call it your personal brand, or what do you want to be known for? So let's say you're in a retail, if you're in the retail industry, for instance, a lot of the time when it gets easier when you specialize because people can bring you up with them. So if someone knows you're really interested in retail and want to just like, you know, grow within that, partners or directors will bring you on those projects and so forth. So sometimes it is good to specialize, to be honest.
So I know you joined Deloitte 4 years ago in the consulting analyst program, which is a pretty typical option for many graduates after university to go into. Has your job changed since then? And if so, how has it changed?
I think it's massively changed over time, actually. I've had a very different career at Deloitte compared to a lot of the peers who joined with me in an analyst program. A lot of them, like you usually enter Deloitte in a specific area and you end up building your career within that area. I try to use my 2 years at Deloitte and try to make the analyst program like a rotation program. So I went out to partners and directors and I asked them, like, look, can I join a project in your area? And that allowed me to get a good foundation in, you know, in as much as the consulting 101 basics as I can. So that's everything from like strategy consulting, operations consulting gigs. I was seconded to the corporate ventures team to learn more about startups. I tried some digital projects to develop, you know, new propositions. And it allowed me to get like a really good understanding of the different areas of Deloitte and, you know, the end-to-end project, basically.
How would you describe what Deloitte does then? It's obviously a massive organization with tens of thousands of employees around the world. But if you had to very succinctly explain what the company does, what would you say?
So if you have a think about what businesses need to do, big four firms like Deloitte can advise them on how best to do it and even do it for them. So it covers everything from like buying real estate for corporate firms, to doing their taxes and accounts, to auditing the business and helping them to improve their revenue or even trying to reduce their costs. And because it's so big, you usually find an expert in any area. So it's a great place to learn, to be honest.
So historically, Deloitte is one of the big four accounting companies. And I think when most people think of Deloitte, they probably don't think of consulting. They probably think of tax and audit and the things that you mentioned towards the second half of what you just said. How important a role does consulting actually play in the organization?
So that's really interesting because Deloitte is known for being an accounting firm and a audit firm, but our biggest revenue at Deloitte comes from our consulting practice, and it's where the most investment goes into at Deloitte. So it's quite interesting because most of our work is consulting, but we're known for being auditing and accounting and an accounting firm. And that's really because we started off in that area. But if you have a look at Deloitte's history over the years, we've bought more and more, you know, strategy companies, small boutique companies, to, you know, digital companies, to brand companies, to really grow that consulting practice. And that shows they have a big focus on that as well.
So I think you mentioned earlier sort of Monitor at Deloitte, which is which is the strategy branch of Deloitte. But then separately from that, you've got the consulting branch, which is what you're in. I'm quite interested to understand what's the difference between the two and if they work together or are they kind of very separate organizations?
Sure. So actually, Deloitte continuously reshuffles its organization. So we might have bought these brands like Monitor, Deloitte, and you know, another company called Acne that we've also bought more recently. Really, we don't use those brands. They're really one. They're really in one big pool. We know that certain skill sets sit in different areas, and we can play to that. And we can use people within those areas, but we don't really, you know, differentiate ourselves being like, you know, this is Monitor Deloitte and we're going to be giving you a corporate strategy, for instance, because we know that stuff can sit across the whole organization. So essentially what we try to say is that we are Deloitte together, and we may have different units within it, but it doesn't matter what small boutique firm you've come from, but we go out with one brand.
So how is the job that you do different from the job that some of the people from Monitor do versus some of the people from Acne do? What is sort of unique about the consultant role that you have?
So I would honestly say it's not very different. We all do basically the same thing, but we just have different methodologies with the way we do it. So we've recently bought a company called Market Gravity, and the way that they approach like, you know, coming up with new products and services is by really doing a lot of customer interviews, research, and basing that hypothesis based on that customer interview. I would say Monitor Deloitte does the same thing, really, but they have a more proven methodology, which they basically go from understanding, you know, the corporate goals and ambitions to understanding where they want to play, how they can win, and any new capabilities and resources. And that's essentially done a lot of the time by doing internal stakeholder interviews. So you can see kind of they're basically getting to the same answer, but they're just trying to go about it in a different way. And the good thing about being an organization like Deloitte, where you have these different methodologies, is that you can actually bring them together, and you can kind of choose and pick and adapt each methodology based on who your client is and what they need.
Would you and Monitor Deloitte, for example, do the same project together? Would that ever happen?
It really depends on the project. Sometimes I am on a Monitor project, for instance. It's just been sold by Monitor and I am on a Monitor project. Sometimes there are skill sets from Monitor that we need on a project, so you end up working together with them. So for instance, let's say someone from Monitor has you know, a lot of experience in doing risk and integrity advice on a project, or regulation advice on a project. And let's say I may have some customer research skills. It's just about bringing those skills together rather than which op unit you sit in or which business unit you sit in. It's just understanding what best skills can we bring onto a team.
I want to just change tracks now and talk a bit more about your experience at Deloitte. You mentioned earlier, when I asked you if your career has changed over time, that you didn't follow the typical analyst path. Two questions coming out of that. One is, what is the typical analyst path? And two, why did you think that wasn't for you?
So at Deloitte, I think a typical analyst path is really, you know, you join Deloitte, you join an op unit, and you end up sitting in that op unit and just doing work to do with that op unit.
What is an op unit?
Sorry, I should have mentioned that, right? So an op unit is basically like the area of Deloitte that you join. And basically, there is a partner that kind of looks after each of these op units. So you can end up doing work in another like area, but in your op unit, if that makes sense. It's a bit complicated.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big organization. So obviously, there has to be a structure of some sort. But sorry, I interrupted you. You were saying that the typical analyst path is that someone comes into Deloitte and joins an op unit and then probably stays in that op unit for their entire career.
Yeah, usually. And they will build expertise within that area, I would say. A lot of different big four firms. I think there are a couple who actually do a rotation program in certain areas. So I think it's important to look at the graduate scheme to understand, you know, are you going to be benefiting and learning the most that you can? Is that what you're interested in before you actually go down that route? So I think the reason why I chose not to do that was because I wanted to get a good foundation across all different areas, because I think I love learning different things, and I still didn't know what I wanted to do when I joined Deloitte. I didn't know what area I wanted to specialize in. So I thought to myself, how do I get exposure to these different areas? And essentially all I did was just speak to some directors and partners, and they brought me onto their projects, and it allowed me to have a really varied analyst program, which has now given me some direction to understand, you know, things I don't like in consulting, things I do like in consulting.
So do you now know, do you still not know what you want to do? Or do you know now what you want to do?
I think I've like ruled out certain things. So I definitely ruled out certain industries I don't want to do. And I've also realized, you know, there are certain parts of the project timeline, let's say, that I don't like doing. So for instance, a lot of the implementation side, I would say, doesn't interest me as much. Which is very much more hands-on, right? So like it has narrowed it down, but I do need to narrow it down a little bit more.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, you have lots of time to do that. Was there anything about the job when you joined that surprised you?
I think I didn't really realize how true the saying was, it's not about what you know about, but about who you know. So your network is so incredibly important at work. They lead you to your next opportunities, and they allow you to do things that you want to do. Because a lot of consultants, one of their like pain points, let's say, is that they put on projects which they're not interested in or they don't like to do. But having a network really allows you to navigate your way in terms of what projects you want to do and what you want to be known for. And also, I think the other thing is like there's a big emphasis on your brand. So in a consulting firm, all you have is your brand. Having a good first impression is actually quite important at work as well, I think.
So how are consulting projects at Deloitte actually staffed? Would you have to go and speak to a partner and ask them to put you on a project, or is there someone else who decides that for everyone?
The first opportunity comes from your directors and partners, because they have visibility of new projects, because they're the ones selling the work. Basically, they will give you the first chance to have a go at those opportunities. So if you're really interested in something, you know, they will allow you to go onto those projects. And then it ends up, you know, the ones that aren't taken end up going to your resource manager. And then if you're on the bench, for instance, they will probably ask you to jump onto one of those opportunities. So it is really important about who you know at work, because you can kind of navigate those projects you want to go onto.
How do you build that network? Are you just walking into partners' offices?
You know what? I think you have to sometimes. Like, honestly, I think you have to just, you know, email partners and ask them for 15 minutes for you to introduce themselves. Even directors and even senior managers and managers, you know, they're the ones where opportunities are coming to. So if you're interested in, let's say, banking, then you should, you know, find someone who kind of leads that area and you introduce yourself to them. Because again, there's like, let's say there's like 20,000 people at Deloitte. How do you differentiate yourself? And that's all about just saying hi. It all starts with a hi, basically.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have any aspirations beyond Deloitte, or are you pretty happy there and see yourself becoming partner in another 5 or 10 years?
Super happy at Deloitte. But you know what? I am trying to figure this one out for myself right now.
Like all of us.
I know, right? There's so much I love doing. And I think I'd like to take my learnings to do some sort of innovation-focused role at a startup or corporate firm, probably. But I think my ultimate aim would be, you know, be able to start and run my own business. I have tried to start my own businesses many times as I was growing up and massively failed. So actually, that was one of the reasons why I joined Deloitte, was because I think one of the things I really wanted to learn was, how do you scale and how do you execute? And only a big firm could teach me that. I massively failed when I was doing that for startups. So I joined Deloitte to learn how to scale. And I think, you know, it's come to a point now where I've learned quite a lot, and I am ready to, you know, maybe even start my own thing.
What kind of thing would you want to start?
Oh God, I have like a list of ideas.
All of them.
Oh, you know what? Like, I would love to, but you know, you need to kind of prioritize where your time and your value is best suited to. So I am still figuring this one out.
Yeah, no, of course. A slightly different question, but do you have much time to do things outside work, pursuing hobbies or interests, things like that?
Okay, let me be super honest here. Let me be super honest here. So I spend it takes me an hour and a half to commute to work one way. But like I basically on my commute, I try to zone out by listening to like podcasts and, you know, reading fiction books. But on the weekends, it just ends up me, you know, spending time with my family, friends, doing some, you know, pro bono work, maybe working on some side ideas. But, you know, I do find it difficult to balance my time. I am continuously learning that. But I also think it's really important to manage time with your team. So, for instance, I don't have time to go to the gym before or after work. And if I do want to go to the gym, I will probably tell my team that, look, I need to take an hour off during this time and I'm going to go to the gym.
Yeah, that is very good advice for someone who is about to go and start working in consulting or finance or another job in the city. Also relates quite nicely to my last question, which is, if you had to give yourself a piece of advice 15 years ago to young Kajal, what would that be?
There is so much I would like to say to my younger self. You know what? Like, you can only learn from any new idea you do, and it's fine to fail as long as you fail fast and learn from that. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, you can take away is your learnings. So try to learn from everything you do, basically, is like the most important thing, in my opinion. I think actually another one would be that, you know, believe in yourself, because I know I said no so many times to things because, you know, I didn't have the confidence in myself, or sometimes even, like, I'm going to admit it, I was probably too lazy to do it, but it made me miss some really incredible opportunities. And now I look back and I think, you know, what would have been the harm if I did it? You know, it might have been just like, you know, a no, I would have just learned from it. So yeah, you know, always believe in yourself and always go for, you know, everything you want to do.
That was Kajal on Secrets of the City. Kajal's just started her own YouTube channel where she gives advice for people who are about to go into consulting or finance, or for that matter, advice for people who are already in consulting or finance. So if this interests you, please go and check it out. Her YouTube channel is management.consultant. Today's show was again brought to you by my sponsor, Locked City. Locked City is an immersive, treasure hunt style game through the streets of London that allows you to discover some of the physical secrets of the city. I played it just the other week. It's really fun. Find out more on Locked City's Facebook page or website. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the episode. And if you like the show, please remember to subscribe to our podcast and like us on Facebook or LinkedIn. Thanks for listening in, and I'll see you next time.